I want to finish up the sheet of the Meiri. I'm trying to grapple a lot with this Meiri sheet, and I think maybe we could have a new take on it. So let's start from the beginning and try to go through systematically. So we started with the Gemara in Daf Beis and Makkos. The Gemara says that how do we know that by Gushit by Eidus and Rishon the Chalutza the Eidim will lose when they get Malkus? So the Gemara dashes it from a pasuk. From what pasuk? From Vitzdikum. Okay, the Gemara, why do you need a pasuk to Vitzdikum? Hepaklehi from Loisana, it's pasuk to Lav, they were over a Lav. The Gemara says, no, the Lav is a Lav Shem and Maisa. So therefore I need a pasuk of Vitzdikum. So the Rishonim discussed, the Chayim discussed at length, how exactly to understand that Gemara. Is the Pshat in that Gemara that if it's Diku, really you should get Malkus just on Slesana, but it's Lav Shem and Maisa. So if it's Diku, it's Megala, that on this Lav Shem and Maisa you can get Malkus. But at the end of the day, it's just Malkus and the Lav of Slesana. Or is it's Diku telling me a new parish of Malkus, akin to the Malkus of Lamashul, by Me'idam Anubish Pliny, Shulchai of Malkus, and they get Malkus. That's not the Malkus, that's not the regular Malkus violating a Lav. That's a new parish of Malkus, that's Kasha Zomam. So maybe if it's Dikwiz Megala that by Eidus Bengushev and Chalutza, you can't mamish make them to Bengushev and Chalutza. You can't literally do Kasha Zomam. Instead, you give them a kind of Malkus of Kasha Zomam. But it's a new parish of Malkus, it's not regular Malkus in the Lav of Loisana. So we saw, it seems to be Mechlekes Shishayim, Taisa says in a few places, that if it's Dikwiz Megala that you're like Mishim Loisana. But the Meiri there in Malkus, that base, says that the Malkus of Itzdiku are Bimokim Kasha Zomam. He even makes an Achmin El Aloch out of it. The Meiri says that the Meiri brings a Yeshoimim that although Eidim Zomim don't need Hasra, but maybe by Eidus Ben Gushim and Chalutza, maybe there they do need Hasra, because that's just regular Malkus Mishum Leisana. The Meiri says it's not true. It's not regular Malkus Mishum Leisana. It's Bimokim Kasha Zomam. So it has all the dinim of Kasha Zomam. One of the dinim of Kasha Zomam is they don't need Hasra. So the Meiri makes. So it's problematic because the Gemara Daf Lamed Gimel seems to have a drush for it. Okay, we'll get to Lamed Gimel, worry about that. But Akoponim, you see the Meiri, he takes out an Afkamina Halacha from this Chiddush that he has, that the Hitzdiku is not Malkus al Sleisane, but it's Malkus that are Bimokim Kasha Zomam. What they're calling Kasha Zomam the Gemalkus. And we saw yesterday in Iri at the end of the Sugya Daf Aleph Amud Beis, and Iri says that the Malkus of Itzdiku are bemokim acher, are mitzad acher. They're not Malkus on the Lav, they're mitzad acher. What does it mean mitzad acher? Meaning it's lushitosli, that is, it's Malkus as Kasha Zoma. So that's number one. Shitas in Iri is that the Itzdiku is Malkus, is bemokim Kasha Zoma. Bemokim Kasha Zoma. Or mitzad acher, different lishonis in the Meiri, but akapadim is not the regular Malkus Mishum Leisana. Although we did stress yesterday that even if that's true, there's the ashora for these Malkus is still from Leisana. The ashora for all kashazomim is from Leisana. That's the more on the bottom of Dalai Lama base. That asharosi Mishum Leisana. Leisana is the every einish needs an ashor. Every Malkus, every misa in the world needs an ashor. So what's the ashora for kashazomim? For example, Meidim Anubish Plainu Shulchai Misa and they get killed. Where's the Ashara? Meidim Anubish Shulchai Malkus and they get Malkus. Where's the Ashara? So think about it, the Ashara is from Lysana. So even if the Hitzdiku is a Kasha Zomadika Malkus, but Kasha Zomadika Malkus themselves still need the Ashara of Lysana. But nonetheless, Lysana is the Ashara. But according to the Meiri, the Malkus still are not the regular Malkus on a lab that you have by every lab. But rather, Kasha Zomim de Gamalkus, a Malkus that's Mitzad Acher. Now, Yesh Lachkor. According to Meiri, that the Malkus of Itzdiku are Bimokim Kasha Zomim. What about when you actually are doing Kasha Zomim? Not the Gushim and Chalusa where you can't. Some case where you actually could give a Malkus as Kasha Zomim. Let me put something else first. We'll go in maybe have a better order. Okay, so that's the Meiri Shiki. And again, it's not like Tosfos and Rashi and Rabbeinu that find out. They learned that Itzdiku is just Megala Leisana. Now, we have a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, And they are in there. Me'inamanu v'ishplein ishul chayev masayim izuz v'nim tuzayim v'nim leikin l'shalman. Shul Hashem avir l'idei makas m'vir l'idei tashlimim. Chachamim ayimrim, what? What does Chachamim say? Chol l'shalman alayim. Very shosse. So what's Pshat and Rameh? Why are they liking the Mishalman? What's the Chiv Mamad? The Chiv Mamad, I understand, is Kasha Zomar. They wanted to be Mechai Mamad, they're Chai Mamad. But what's the Malkus for? So according to Tosfos, we understand the Malkus is for Lisana, because if it's Dik was in the Galilee, they're liking Mishal Lisana. But what about according to Meiri? What is this Malkus for? Lisana is Lashem and Maisa. The Malkus, the only Malkus that we have, Luchara, is Vizdikum. So when the mayor says Leikin and Shalman, what is the Malkus? Is it Malkus of Leisane, or is it Malkus of Bezdiku? So what does the Iri say in Daftalad? Leisane. The Iri says in Daftalad that is Mishul Leisane. All right, it's a Lav Shem and Maisa. So what does the Iri say? It may hold, but you like it a lot, Shem and Maisa. What drove the Meiri to that? Why not learn that the Oyelim and Meir holds you not to like it a lot, Shem and Maisa? But the Malkus over here is also Yitzdikum. How we push it to Pshat and Meir? Like it and Mishalman, you like it and Mishum Yitzdikum, and you Mishalman and Mishum Kasuzom. That the Meiri eschews. Doesn't want to say. Why not? I mean, that's the obvious shot. To say that a mayor holds you like a lap shame and mice, that's chor doichet. You know, it's machaikis tanoi, we don't hold that way. What drove the Meiri to learn that the Malkus here is Asle Sanin? We talked about it yet.
In the Sefer of the Mishnah, Meir Mefush says that you get a second set of Malkus for Losan.
We'll come to that. Maybe that's what drove him. I mean, let me put the question differently. Never mind why Rebbeya says this. Why not? Put that aside. Let's say we're gonna get to that, but it's not for now. Let's say Pashim Shah. Why not say that the Malkus here is out of Sphere Steeple? What?
He says,
"Law Hashem
revealing the
amount
because
they're
revealing the
tashlumen." Because they're
both
regards to
something,
we
can't say that.
Okay, let me start. Let me put something else. Okay, hold that. Also, that's going to be a good point. But the Chacham say you're you can't be like a Mishalman Asperi Shasai. Why can't the Chacham say you like a Mishalman Asperi Shasai? Why do they have to come out like Asperi Shasai? Why not say that the Chacham say you're not like a Mishalman because Leisan is Lav Shem Emaisa? So there's no Malkus. So what does the Meiri say? Enechanami. The Chachamim are talking Lidvar of the Rav Meir. Now, actually, the Meiri doesn't say those words, Lidvar of the Rav Meir. And that's maybe a question, because he wants to say it beferish. The Meiri says, it's a funny thing. He says, Chacham say, first of all, Kedei Rishosei. So you're not like a Mishalim. And Kol Shekhen over here, where there's no, and that's the lesson exactly the Meiri. It says in the Meiri, the Kol Shekhen, first of all, Chacham say Kedei Rishosei. Plead the Aletz, and they're chaylik in Rameir. Where'd it go? He says like this: Chacham say that's Kedei Rishosei. You're not liking the Mishalman because of Kedei Rishosei. V'yafilu hoyosha Malkus mitzad alav. Even if there would be Malkus mitzad alav, kol shekein bezeh she'ein lav shebei ma'aser. Chacham say Kedei Rishosei, you can't be loikim Mishalim, and Kol Shekhen over here where there's no Malkus Mitzad Leisana anyway because Lav Shem Emaisa. L'chor he means, you should want to spell it out, L'chor he means, it's like the Dvarav Dremeh. Altogether there's no Malkus Mishim Leisana. But even with the Recha, that there's Malkus Mishim Leisana, but there's Kedei Rishosei. So we're going to paraphrase that as Lidvarav Dremeh, bearing in mind, he doesn't actually say the words Lidvarav Dremeh. Okay, so what does that mean? Kol Shekhen here that there's no Malkus Mishum Leisana. So what? But there's Malkus Atzvei Tzdikum. You still need Teira Shasai. But even Mashma, Chacham say Teira Shasai, first of all, you're not like the Mishalim. And Kol Shekein here, there's no Malchus anyway, because Lesan is Lav Shem and Meisim. What do you mean there's no Malchus anyway? There is Malchus. Maybe not that's Lesana, but the Polak, the Kol Apochus, there should be Malchus out of Stikul. So the question is both. First of all, the Reb Meir, what's forcing the Meiri to learn the Reb Meir that you like him Shem Lesana? Maybe you like Alzvid Stikul. Now we had already a few possible answers, but other answers that I'm not looking for right now. Although we'll come to them later. But what about in the Chacham? Chacham say Kol Mishalim and like it. Today Rishos he says the Meiri and Kol Shekein that here there's no Malchus anyway because Lesana is Lav Shem and Meisa. Okay, so Lesana is Lav Shem and Meisa. But what happened to Vid Stikul? So Mestama, you have to say that the Meiri holds that you can't have the Itzdiku b'mokum kasha zama. The whole of Itzdiku is b'mokum kasha zama, like the Lashon and the Meiri that base. Itzdiku is b'mokum kasha zama, like Begusha v'chalutzu. When you can't do kasha zama, so b'mokum kasha zama you have the Itzdiku. But when you have kasha zama, there's nothing to talk about. There's no Itzdiku to talk about. Over here we have kasha zama. They're paying money. The money, that's the kasha zama. If you have kasha zama mamish, then there's no Itzdiku. So all there is Leisana. Leisana is Lav Shem and Meisa. Hey, old, you're looking at Lav Shem and Meisa. And Chacham really could have just said Leisana is Lav Shem and Meisa, but Lidvar of the Reb Meir, they said that it's Kedei Shosa. So this is a corollary of the Meiri. Lachari holds that there's no Vitzdiku. Vimokhaim Hashazama Manish. And L'chor, we can bring a riot of that to this side of the Meiri. So this is a corollary of the Meiri. I'm not spelling it right. And I have a riot. The Gemara, the Sefer, the Mishnah says, "By Meidim Onu Bishleini Shuchai Malchus." So where Meir holds, what happens? Two sets of Malchus, like Mishmaim. Why Shmaim? 40 for Kashazamam, 40 for Lisan. What's the Chacham's response? The Mishnah doesn't say, but the Gemara has. What's the Chacham's response? But you need Leisana for the Ashara of... You can't get Malchus for Leisana because Leisana is the Ashara for Kasher Zomam. So since Leisana here is serving as the Ashara for Kasher Zomam, so it's nitin to be the Ashara of Kasher Zomam, so it's not available to get Malchus for Leisana. So that's your question. Point to Neiri. Okay, can't get Malchus for Lisana because it's used up to be the Asara for the Malchus of Kasher Zomam. But why do you get Malchus for Vitzdiku? So according to Chacham, you should still be like a Shemayna. 40 for Kasher Zomam and 40 for Vitzdiku. The Chur, that's a raya that to this you say that you can't have Vitzdiku, you can't have Malchus of Vitzdiku, but Malchum, you're giving Kasher Zomam Mamish. There you're giving Kasher Zomam Mamish. Vitzdiku is a substitute for Kasher Zomam. But when you have Kasher Zomam, Vitzdiku's not in the picture. L'chor, that's a raya. We're going to have to revisit this raya later in a few minutes, but for the time being, that L'chor would be a raya for this Yisai. Because Loma be, how should I say this, be Eidim, Shuchai of Malchus, Ein Leikim Shmein, Ein Leikim Arboim Mishum, the Arboim Mishum Kasher Zomam. Because there's no Vitzdiku above from Kasher Zomam. Okay, we're good so far? Yeah.
It's not that one is dependent on the other, but it's just that because of Kedei Rishasa, otherwise you would have both, whether or not you can.
There's no Kedei Rishasa by Malchus and Malchus. If a person be Chayev, Moshal, you can't be like a Mishalim. A person's Bala Chais, he's not like a Mishalim. But if a person was Chayrish, Beshorvech HaMor Yachdov, in the Sod of where it's Kilei Akerem and so on, the Gemara says you could do one Mice, you could have 10 cents of Malchus. In Malchus and Malchus, there's no Kedei Rishasa. That's why by the Gemara in the bottom of the, that's why by the Chacham only say Kedei Rishasa in the Reish of the Mishnah. But in the Seif of the Mishnah, we don't invoke Kedei Rishasa. The only thing we invoke is that the Lisan is used up to be the Asar of Kashmizam. Okay, so you can't be like Asvitzdiku, but be like Asvitzdiku. So l'chayr, this is a raya to this yisayid in the area. The vitzdiku is only where kasher zomah is not relevant, but where there is kasher zomah, vitzdiku is a. The lashon the that base bemis was vitzdiku has been welcome kasher zomah. It's not rochav to say. If the tzedikah has been welcome kasher zomim, that's when there's no kasher zomim, like ben gush and chalutza. When you have kasher zomim, then you don't need the tzedikah. That's the meir over there in Daf Dal. Okay, very nice. So what's shem? Anybody remember? We had a kasher on this. What? Ula. Ula says that whenever you have kevish shosai, the din is mishalim ein like it. Says the mummy, no li lulaha. Maybe it's the other way around. Maybe you like him ben mishalim like a v'yechanah. So the Gemara says he learns that from Chayvel and from Eidim Zayman. Because you see, by Eidim Zayman, you have Malkus and Mammon, and the din is that the Mishalim ain't like it. We're going to have a pasuk later on in the Gemara. So anyway, they didn't, but we look at Ula learns out from Eidim Zayman. You have Malkus, and you have Mammon, and the din is, with the pasuk, that Mishalim ain't like it. So that's a right, a cholater kulod to Ula Shito, that whatever you have there, also your Mishalim ain't like it. So obviously, Ula holds that by Eidim Zaymimim, there's Malkus and Mammon. With the Kedera Shosu, with the Mishalim and Elekim, but there is a Chiyah Malkus. What's the Chiyah Malkus? Can't be Leisana is a Lav Shem and Maisa. It can't be Behitzdiku, because so the Miri Shita is that there's no Behitzdiku for Malkum Kasha Zoma Mamish. So by Eidim Zaymimim, it's not that there's Malkus and Mammon, but call him Mishalim and Elekim. There's no Chiyah Malkus in the first place. Helam, I will have to say, like the Neri says in the Mishnah, that like he says in Aramaic, that Ula holds that there's Malkus and Alav Shem and Maisa. That's a very big judgment to say that Ula holds there's Malkus and Alav Shem and Maisa. What?
Yeah,
no, so how are you going to know? If Ula holds that there's Malkus and Alav Shem and Maisa, that far he holds like Aramaic. But he holds that this day, Rishosai, so you can't get both, so you're Mishalim and Alav. Yeah, if Ula holds that there's Malkus and Alav Shem and Maisa, that would be very good, but that's very dochuk to say that the Neir is going to have to hold that Ula holds that there's Malkus on a Lav She'em and Maisa. Yeah, that's a dochuk. That's dochuk.
Also, you can't hold like every mayor. I mean, he wants to keep talking within the Rabbanim.
No, I'm not saying hold like a mayor in everything. It's going to have to hold like a mayor, like a Yehuda, like those, the Art Tanoim hold that there's Malkus on a Lav She'em and Maisa. So we're going to have to say that Ula holds like, call him a Yehuda. You know, like those, like the Shitas Tanoim, with this Malkus and Alav Shem and Maisa. I guess it means Ula understood Chachamim not with the Rav Dermeh. Ula understood the Chachamim that the Chachamim agreed that you're like Alav Shem and Maisa. But the Steirish also. The Emes is that the Ne'iri by us, during Ksuvus, says different. In Ula, when the Meiri is explaining Ula, that there's Malkus of here and there's Tashlumen, and there's Kederi Shosa, and Yerushalayim and Eloika, so the Meiri says, what's the Malkus and what's the Mammon? Says the Meiri. What does the Meiri say? What's the Malkus? When he's explaining Ula, what does the Meiri say? What's the Malkus for? It's Tiku. It's very barifus. It's not Mishum Yisla, because it's Lashem Yemaisa. It's Mishum Yitzdiku. And what's the Mammon? And the Mammon is Kashazamav, of course. And that's the Malkus and Mammon that you have by being the Mogad Bishplein Shulchayev Masayim Zuz. You have Malkus al Svitztikul, you have Mammon al Kasher Zomim, and you have Kedei Rishosai with Kol Mishal Meir Leitim. So what do you see from this Meiri? What does Meiri hold? Could you have Svitztikul together with Kasher Zomim? Yes. This Meiri holds that there is Svitztikul. And that's why he learned Pshat and Ula, that by Eidim Zomim, you have Malkus al-Svitzviku, and you have Mammon al-Kashazomim, and you have both, they can coexist. And then we say, there is also, you can't get both, so we have to give him Shalom Eidim. So, it's a Sira Meiri. Meiri by us says that this is Svitzviku, B'mokim Kashazomim. And the area over there in Makkos seems to hold that there's no big speaker of Kasher Zomim. And we had a riot from the area. From Makkos Shmonim. Maybe we'll put that first. So the problems are, or I'll sum up the problems. A, we have a stira in the area between what he says by us and what he says in Makkos. Problem number two. is what is the Me'iri in Makis going to do with Ulot? Problem number three, what's the Me'iri by us going to do with the Raya? We said before that that wasn't the Me'iri's Raya, but we brought a Raya from the Me'iri that there's no big stickum welcome kashu zoma mamish from the Gemara about Inim Anu Bishpani Shulchai Malkus Shulchai Malkus that he's not like Mishmainim. Why isn't he like Mishmainim? He should be like our boy Mals Vitzdiku and our boy Mals Kashu Zoma. So what's the Me'iri by us, the kids are going to do with this Raya? So we have a steer in the Me'iri. What's the Me'iri in Suvas in Makas going to do with Ullah? And what's the Me'iri by us going to do with the Raya of Inim Anu Bishpani Shulchai Malkus? But you should bear in mind, maybe it's self-evident. According to the Me'iri in Ksuvos, we could have a much simpler pshat l'chayr in the Mishnah in Makkos. Rameir says, "Leikin l'shalman, not l'shalay simon." And Rameir holds that you're leikin alav shem emaisa. According to the Me'iri Be'os, Rameir holds leikin l'shalman l'chayr as what? As v'itztikul. And Chacham say no, k'der shos, you can't get both. Yeah, that's gevaldik, but that's not the Me'iri that's not the Me'iri over there.
But the Me'iri Ksuvos still says that you don't get Hasra. So the Chavar of the PhD he's talking about is Mishon Kashu Zama.
He says you don't get Hasra by Malkus of Mishon and Chalutza. Maybe you don't get Hasra by Midaman of Ishplaini Shuchai Malkus, does Malkus. In the verse says, they don't need Hasra. Maybe it means they don't need Hasra by Midaman of Ishplaini Shuchai Malkus. Malkus of Kashu Zama. Again, what are you saying? The Me'iri Ksuvos?
The Me'iri Ksuvos says that you don't get Hasra.
No, forget, that's good. Because the Me'iri Ksuvos says that the Malkus is for a bit secret. Everybody agrees the Malkus is also a bit secret. The Me'iri in all three incarnations, Me'iri, in this much he is consistent, he always holds that the Tzdiku is not with Simon, that it's Kashu Zonim. The only thing is, the Me'iri in the Mishnah that Dalet seems to hold that you can't have Tzdiku together with Kashu Zonim Mamish. Because it's Kashu Zomim. And then Me'iri also knows, no, you could have it stiku simultaneously with Kashu Zomim. But it's still not Mishum Leisana, it's still Kashu Zomim. But the Me'iri also just holds, just because it's Kashu Zomim, doesn't mean you can't have it stiku plus Kashu Zomim Mamish.
Doesn't mean you can't have, like.
No, it's still means that Acher, it's not Malkus and Lav Leisana. It's a new Malkus al Svid stiku. But he holds it, that could still coincide Malkus of Kashu Zomim Mamish. Or with Kashu Zomim Mamish. But Me'iri Manu Bishlein Shulchai Mamim. So they get Kashu Zomim Mamish. And they could also get Malkus al Svid Stikul, even though it's Malkus Mitzaracher. He says, Beferish, not Lisana.
And that's
a new Malkus of
Stikul. That still wouldn't.
Since it's Mitzaracher, doesn't it Hasra? Since it's Mitzaracher, doesn't it Hasra? So let's start with the last question first. According to the Me'iri by us, that you could have Vid Stikul together with Kashu Zomam, what's it going to do with by Me'iri Monu Bishplaini Shulchai of Malkus Erbon? Why isn't he like a Shemayim? Should be like a 40 for a Vitzdiku and 40 for Kashu Zomim. Yeah, the sign is Mitzvah to be the Asar, but why can't you get out? Should be like a Shemayim? So that one of the guys, Yitzhak Fritz, had a very good bud. After Shir the other 2 days ago. That the pshat is that since every Malkus needs an Azhara, that's given, that's the Gemara says, every Malkus needs an Azhara. And here we only have one Azhara, Lisana. So you can't get, even though there is a Pasuk Vitzdiku, there's Malkus of Vitzdiku, and there's Malkus of Kashu Zomim, but he can't get Malkus twice, because there's only one Azhara. And just like the Gemara says, you can't get Malkus without an Azhara. You need an Asar in order to have Misa, in order to have Malkus, you have to have an Asar. So maybe, likewise, you can't get two sets of Malkus if you only have one Asar. So, yes, there is such a thing as Malkus of Vidistiku. And yes, there's such a thing as Kashu Zomim, Malkus of Kashu Zomim. And yes, fundamentally, Vidistiku could coexist with Kashu Zomim. So, for example, if Kashu Zomim is Mumin, you could have Vihitztiku, Malkus of Hitztiku, together with the moment of Kashu Zomim, because Mamun doesn't need an Asara. That's all true, except you have Teresos, of course, over there. But in the case of Me'ilu Manu Bishplaini Shulchai of Malkus, where you want to give him malchus als v'hitzdiku, and you want to give him malchus als kasha zomam. So yes, in theory, why not? V'hitzdiku is a mechayev of malchus, and kasha zomam is a mechayev of malchus, and there's nothing fundamental that says that v'hitzdiku can't coexist with kasha zomam. But the only thing is, since both malchus are going to be the nasar, and we only have one asar, namely v'hitzdiku. So it's one set of malchus per asar. And that's pshat in the Gemara. When the Gemara says, according to the Chum, why do you get malchus shemayna? So the Gemara says, because leisane is nitzrach for the azhara. According to Meiri, it doesn't mean that, according to Meiri Bayas, it doesn't mean you can't get malchus as leisane because leisane is busy being the azhara for kasha zomer. We're not asking to get malchus for leisane. Leisane is lafshayim in maisa anyway. We're asking to get malchus as vitzdiku. But the Gemara's answer is that since Leisana, there's only one Asara, and Leisana is used up to be the Asara of Kasha Zomam, so Leisana can't be the Asara for Vitzdiku. And without an Asara, you can't get another. Without another Asara, you can't get another set of Malchus. And Rameir says, no, there's two Asaras. There's for the Belo Yesifu. So you have one Asara for the Malchus of Kasha Zomam, and another Asara for the Malchus of Vitzdiku. So Rege Shmak, a new shot in the Gemara at the bottom of the Talon of this. According to Meir Bayas, the Gemara not done on the Pashto Pshat. You read the Gemara in Abdallah, the bottom of the Gemara. When the Gemara says, why do you get Malchus Shmoinim? The Gemara says, Leisan is used up to the Asar of Kasha Zomim. So Pashto Pshat in the Gemara, according to the other Rishayim, Taisa says, Beferish, is that the Gemara is asking, why do you get Malchus as Leisan? So the Gemara says, no, you can't get Malchus as Leisan because Leisan is already doing duty as the Asar for Kasha Zomim. With Fidim Meir Yin Ksuvis, Loyal Zanu Donim, not asking you should get Malchus for Leisan. Leisan is anyway allowed Shem Bemaisa. We're asking that you should get Malchus al Sfeit Stikul. The Gemara's answer is, but every Malchus needs an Asar. Besides the Malchus itself, the parsha of the Malchus itself, every Malchus needs an Asar. So the Malchus of Kasher Zomam has an Asar, namely Leisana. But the Malchus of Stikul doesn't have an Asar. So you can't get two sets of Malchus. I think that's very glad. So that Raya, therefore, is off the table. I think we can get rid of this Raya. We're out of marker, but the Raya is not a Raya. Okay, lovely. But we're still at the student meeting. So I want to say that we have wrong shot in the Meiri in Malchus. Well, I love the Meiri by us is the only Meiri. You can have Malchus for Vitzdiku and you can have Malchus for Kasher Zomam, and this Yisoid is also not true. That there's no Vitzdiku Malachim Kasher Zomam, not true. You can have Vitzdiku Malachim Kasher Zomam. Like the Miri learns by us in Ula. It's Mukhach in Ula. So that's the case. So what's driving the Miri to say in her mayor that you're liking the Mishalim Mishum Leisaneh, because her mayor holds you liking a Lav Shem Emaisa? Well, it's so terrible to learn that according to her mayor, you like the Mishalim and you like it for Vitzdiku and Mishalim for Kasher Zomam. I think the answer is, the Meir says a reason. The Meir says, "Like the Mishalim, Shalei Hashem Hamavion Ledei Malchus, Ledei Malchus, Mavion Ledei Tashlumin." Rashi says, and it means the pasuk. The pasuk that's maybe Ledei Malchus, not maybe Ledei Tashlumin. So Emes Taisus grapples at great length. Taisus but Hasanu with base. I don't know up to it yet, really. I'll tell you, Taisus grapples. What does the Meir want? What does it mean, Shalei Hashem Hamavion Ledei Malchus, Mavion Ledei Tashlumin? Rameir doesn't hold from Beir Shossi. And it will be from the same possible. What will be any different? Rameir doesn't hold from Beir Shossi. So you'll like the Mishalim. And if it will be from one possible, two psukim, what's the difference? What does Rameir want? So there's a big arithus in Taisus. Taisus learns Aliba the Rashi that Rameir holds, that even though Rameir doesn't hold from Beir Shossi, Rameir concedes that if the Malchus and the Momon would be from one Chiyuv, then Rameir would agree that we would say Kedeir Shosser. Rameir doesn't totally deny Kedeir Shosser. He agrees that there's Kedeir Shosser. Rameir just limits Kedeir Shosser. He says Kedeir Shosser is only when the Malchus and the Momon are from one Shem. There's like one thing that's being Mechayah both. So what's an example of one thing being Mechayah Malchus and Momon? So Taisus L'moshel, if Eden were made on a Moitzi Shemar, they were made about somebody that is Moitzi Shemar. Now Moitzi Shemar is Chayah Malchus and Momon. And then they would nimsu zaymimim, so we would give them. We would want to give them malchus and mammon together as kasher zomam. That would be a malchus and a mammon that's coming together out of one Shem of Kashas Oman. Then Rav Meir would agree that Kol Mishalim and like that is Kedir Shasa. But says Rav Meir, since over here that's not the way it is. The Malkus is from Leisana, and the moment is for Kashas Oman. So LeHashem Mavim LeDei Malkus Mavim LeDei Kashlum and two different Shemes. Says Rav Meir, I hold by two different Shemes. There's no din of Kedir Shasa. That's how Tosis explains how Rashi understands Rav Meir's lashon Shalei Hashem Mavim LeDei Malkus Mavim LeDei Kashlum. We'll see it on the base test. Doesn't like that shot, and we'll be busy with it later. But look upon him, according to Rashi, that's how Rashi learned the Pashup Shat in Rameh. So I want to suggest that the Miri also learned that way in Rameh. That Shalei Hashem HaMavim L'Dei Malkus Mavim L'Dei Tashlum means, since the Malkus and the Moment are coming from different Shemus, so therefore says Rameh, I hold by Shtei Shemus, there's no Kedir Shosei. But if it will be a Shem Echod, it will be Kedir Shosei. Rameh can see that there's Kedir Shosei. Because we Hashem Havin LeMakas, Havin LeDei Tashlum, and it's coming from two different Shemus. So therefore, I hold that's not Kedir Shasa. The Havana Shabbai maybe will wait more for Amid Beis. I think the Havana more or less is that the Rav Meir holds that Kedir Shasa is only when it's a double Rishon, a double Einish. If it's two different Shemus, it's not a double Einish. This Shem has one Einish, the other Shem has another Einish. It's not double. If one Shem is going to be Chayim and Mamon together, that's called a double Einish. And it may hold the idea of Kedir Shasa, you don't get a double Einish from one Shem. But if it's two different Shemus, then it's not called a double Einish. And Chacham don't have that distinction. Chacham say this Kedir Shasa all the time. You know, you can have a Malkus Mishum Achosi and Mamon Mishum Knas, and it's still Kedir Shasa. If that's the case, so I want to say like this. When Meir says you're loikin the Mishalman, says in the Iri, the loikin over here is for Leisan, not for Bitstigma. Why? Not because it's fundamentally inconceivable that you should have Malkus for Vitztiku v'mokum Kasha Zoma. You could have Malkus for Vitztiku v'mokum Kasha Zoma. They could coexist. This principle is not true. But that would be called one Shem. Because since Vitztiku is a Kasha Zoma de Kechil, it's v'mokum Kasha Zoma. So you want to give him Malkus as Vitztiku and Momen as Kasha Zoma. Vitztiku and Kasha Zoma, that's one Shem. So then, even Rav Meir would agree that he couldn't be loikin Mishalim, because then Hashem HaMeviyo L'Dei Malkus, Meviyo L'Dei Tashlum. And that's not what Rav Meir said. Rav Meir said that the reason why he's loikin Mishalim, Rav Meir agrees that it's Kedir Shasa. If it will be one Shem, there'll be Kedir Shasa, even according to Rav Meir. And call Mishalim and loikin. It says Rav Meir, but Lo Hashem HaMeviyo L'Dei Malkus, Meviyo L'Dei Tashlum. The Shem that's Mevi'er L'Dei Malkus over here is not the Shem that's maybe L'Dei Tashlumen, because the Malkus is not Kasha Zomam, the Malkus is L'Hanadik. And the Malkus is, and the Moment is from Kasha Zomam. That's called the Hashem HaMevi'er L'Dei Malkus, Mevi'er L'Dei Tashlumen. The Kitzer, I want to say that what drove the Me'iri, what drove the Me'iri to learn Leiken Oshalim means Leisana? Maybe Leiken means Vitztikul. Before I thought, because he has this, he said there's no vitzdikah b'mokum kasha zomam. Not true. See in Ulu, this vitzdikah b'mokum kasha zomam. What's driving the Meiri is something else entirely. What's driving the Meiri is Rav Meir's own words. Rav Meir says the reason why he's loikim mishalim, and we don't say kedei rishosai, it's not because Rav Meir doesn't subscribe to kedei rishosai. Rav Meir subscribes to kedei rishosai. But the reason why Rav Meir says loikim mishalim, says Rav Meir himself, is because lo yashem ha-mevi'in l'dei malkus, mevi'in l'dei tashlumin, the malkus and the mamon, they're very two shamus. Says to me, why are they two shamus? It's all kasha zomam dik. There's no doubt you, Rav Meir holds that the Malkus is less lisaner, because Rav Meir holds you like in a last shame in Meisim. And then it's not Rochak Menapshat, because I'll read you now the Lashon of the Meiri now, and you'll see that could be that's what the Meiri's mom is saying it. Maybe I should have asked them to bring the Meiri. Here's the Lashon, from the beginning. Me'idim anu al... Alright, I have typos here. Me'idim anu... I have to get somebody to help me with the typos. If any volunteers, I took actually a project on what I need. Oh, there's no typos. No, but it's only. Oh, here it is, yeah. Hamishna Chamis. Me'idim ono al yishpoimi shu chayib l'chaveri masayim zuz. V'nim tzu zoimimim harayel loikin u'mishalmin. This is Rameh, the Leikin of Shalman. Hoyel, now he's explaining. Hoyel the chiyuv malkus ba'alei mitzad echod, the chiyuv tashlumen ba mitzad acher. That's Rameh. Le Hashem ha-mevi'in. The Meiri explains what that means. That the chiyuv malkus is mitzad echod, and the chiyuv matan and the chiyuv mamon is mitzad acher. Actually, that lesson all by itself is very reminiscent. Remember, the Iri at the end of the sugya in Dalai Lama Beis said that vitzdiku is not as lesana; it's mitzad acher. It's a very similar lesson. So he's saying here also the chiyuv malchus here is mitzad echod, and the chiyuv tashlumen is mitzad acher. That's what Rameh says. And why is that true? Why is it Hashem of Yilin Makas not maybe the Tashlumen? Shaha Malkas Bomi Leisane. Because the Malkas is coming from Leisane. Luhu Saiba Shalek and Allah Shem Emaisa. We have Tashlumen, Mikasha Zoma. It's all one Hemshech. The reason why the Meiri has to say that the Malkas is for Leisane, not the Stam, the Malkas has to be for Leisane, that's the only Malkas available. There's Malkas for Leisane. There might be Malkas for Vitzdiku. But it's explaining why Rameh holds that here the Malkas are Mitzad Echod in the moment is Mitzad Acher. If the Malkas here would be Beitzdikudik, as Kashazomodik, then that wouldn't be Mitzad Acher, then everything's Mitzad Acher. So it's all a Hezbin Rameir. Rameir, again, he explains Rameir. Rameir says, you like Mishalim, because the Malkas is Mitzad Echod and the moment is Mitzad Acher. The Hushomer, that's what Rameir meant when he said, Shalay Hashem HaMavili de Malkas Mavili de Tashomen. And then he explains, why is that true? Why is it that the Shem HaMavili de Malkas is not Mavili de Tashomen? Shah Malkas Bomi Lusane. How could they be saying with Maisa? Who saw us? You're liking a lot of shame in Maisa. Rameh holds you are liking a lot of shame in Maisa. We had Tashlumen, Mikasha Zoma. So that's Pshat. So Mela, that's the Pshat in Rameh. You like your Mishalim. Rameh holds you like your Mishalim. Liking not Al Svitzdiku. Because if it would be Vitzdiku, if the Malkus would be for Vitzdiku, then what would happen? Then Rameh would concede that this Kneir Shosser. Because the Malkus is Leisane, so it's Malkus Mitzad Echod and Momen Mitzad Acher, therefore a mayor says, we don't say Kneir Shosse. So now, what do the Chachamim say back to that? Chachamim say, Kneir Shosse. Why is it Kneir Shosse? Why is it wrong according to the Chachamim?
What was the
Kneir Shosse? Two reasons. First of all, because Chachamim hold, that we always say Kneir Shosse. Chacham don't agree to the whole premise. Chacham say that you could have Kneir Shosse even by Shnei Shemus. How do I know, Raya? How do you know that the Chacham hold the Kneir Shosse even by Shnei Shemus? There's probably a lot of Rayas, but right off the top. Bala Chayse. The whole Sukkot. The verse is that the Kneir Shosse, because there's the Kaimelin they like in Mishalim, the Rayas, Shnei Shemus. The Malchus is for being Bala Chayse. And the moment is for the parashah is for being Matthias, for being Ma'anis and Naira Psula. Not Shnei Shemus. It's Shnei Shemus. And nonetheless, the Gemara says that we say Kneir Shosse. Chachamim say you say Kneir Shosse all the time. And I'm sure we can multiply examples. So that's number one. Chachamim hold the whole premise is wrong. You could have Kneir Shosse even by Shnei Shemus. That's number one. Then there's another reason why your mayor is wrong according to Chachamim. What's that? Because Chacham hold that Lishan is a lav shame and maisa, and ain't like an olov, and the Malkus therefore is for what? The Malkus here is for what? If you're not like Mishim Lishan, so what's the Malkus? Vitzdiku, like the Miri says by us. The Malkus is Vitzdiku. Vitzdiku and Lishan are one shame, not two shames. Two shamus even a mayor to say Kedera Shosli. So therefore, Chacham say Kedera Shosli, you're a mayor, you're wrong. We say over here Kedera Shosli. A, because, number one, because we don't accept your premise and we hold that you have Kedera Shosli even by Shnei Shemus. And Kolshkin, where over here, where according to us, it's also one Shem, because we don't hold that the Malkus here is for Lisana, we hold the Malkus is for Vitzdiku. Oh, so where does it say this? That Chacham and Rachel are going to remain for two reasons. Number one, because they don't accept the premise that Kedera Shosse is limited to Shnei Shemus. And number two, because here it's anyway Ben Shem, because it's Vitzdikudik. The Meiri himself. That's the Meiri. He never meant to say it's the Dvar of the Remeir. Remember, the Meiri never said the words the Dvar of the Chacham or the Dvar of the Remeir. They're trying to read that into the Meiri. Because they understood the Meiri the way we initially understood it. But I'll read you back to the Meiri now, and you'll see he's saying Mamish this. This is the Meiri at the end when he explains the Chacham. Says the Chachamim, the Mishalim in vain. I better use this meaning. V'chachamim ha'imrim kol ha'nishal min ha'leket. And we came and changed the name of Tashlumin because man, and since Adam's name have Tashlumin, so Ein Aimim Shil Yilke, Shari Yomim Biksuvis, Beferishim Shil Terim Zayimim, he brings the Psukim. The Hilkoch, Mishalman, Ben Leikin Shim, and Eshin Emek, Terim Shosai, Yishachas Atim Achai, Vitam 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 What did Miri say? Miri said, Chom say, it's Kteir Shosai. It's Chom say, it's Kteir Shosai. Even, it, he says, Chom Kteir Shosai, you can't be like him, you can't get both to your Mishalim and like it. Even if there would be Malkus Mitzad Lysana. And Kol Shkain here, where anyway there's no like Malkus Mitzad Lysana, because it's a lot of shame in mice. So we initially understood that he's saying, Chom was saying, really, there's no Malkus here at all. But Lidvarecha, even if there would be Malkus, but it would be Kteir Shosai. So it's like the Dvar of the Meir. We don't really hold this Malkus here altogether. So you don't even need Kedera Shasa. But L'dvarecha, that there is Malkus, but it should be Kedera Shasa. And it's the Dvar of the Meir. We never said the words of Dvar of the Meir. I don't think that's the shot. What he's saying is, Chacham say to the Meir, first of all, you're wrong. There's Kedera Shasa over here. Because Kol Aleike, Kol Mishalim, and that's a blanket rule. And that doesn't matter if it's Mishim Echad or Mishnei Shemus. And number two, Kol Shken over here, where there's no Malkus for Leisana anyway. So therefore, whatever Malkus there is not from a different Shem. There's Malkus Mitzad Beit Tzviku, but that's within the parashah of Kasa Zomim, and that's Mishem Echad. So Kol Shekein is Kedera Shos. So the Chacham is Kedera Shos, not Ledvar of Dermeir. Ledvar of Dermeir would mean, we don't really need Kedera Shosai, but according to you, because we don't think there's a Malkus here anyway, but according to you, there is Malkus, but there's Kedera Shosai. That's not true. Chacham is Kedera Shosai, it's not Ledvar of Dermeir. Avadi need Kedera Shosai, because there's Malkus in Mammon here one way or another. There's Malkus here either Veit Tzviku, or there's Malkus Aslisana. You know, one way or another, if I end this being Chalutz, there is Malkus. It might be Aslisana, it might be Veit Tzviku, whatever you want to call it, but there certainly is Malkus Veit Mzomim, besides the din of Kasha Zomim. A lot like that. So you have to come out to Kedera Shosai, Chacham say Kedera Shosai, and that's the Emes. All the Miri is saying is that the Chacham's response to the Meir is, number one, we don't accept what you're saying, Shloi Hashem, Mavili, Malkus, Mavili, Teshlumin. We think, I mean, we don't accept your premise that Kedera Shosai needs that. We think that there's Kedera Shosai always. So therefore you're not like over here, you can't be like over here because of Kedera Shosai. Even by your definition of that's our definition of Kedera Shosai. And number two, we really think that there's no Malkus here for Lisan, there's only Malkus for Vitztiku, in which case there's Kedera Shosai even by your definition of Kedera Shosai. So Kol Shekein over here, where there's no Malkus for Lisan, and it's really Mishem Echod, so about it is Vitztiku. About it is this Kedera Shosai. But Chacham's Kedera Shosai is not Lidvar of the Remeir. Chacham's Kedera Shosai is absolutely true. Comes out that the Meiri by us and the Meiri in there's no steer at all. The Meiri is one shita. The Meiri shita is that is Malkus for Tzviku, that's Kasha Zomundik. And this moment for that's Kasha Zomundik. And that could coexist with Kasha Zomundik. You could have Tzviku and you could have Kasha Zomundik. You could have Malkus for Tzviku and you could have moment for Kasha Zomundik and they could coexist quite easily. And that's Pshat and Ullah. Ullah says by every by Yahidim Zayim, Inu Mamun is playing Shulchayev moment. There's Malkus for Tzviku. And this moment for Kasha Zomam, and we say Kedera Shosai, and it's Mishalim and Eloika, and that's the model, according to Ullah, that's what we learn out, the Kol HaTorah Kulo, whenever you have Malkus and Mammon, you're Mishalim and Eloika, because that's what you have by Edom Zomim. You have Malkus and you have Mammon. Not because Ullah holds you like Mishum Leisana, Ullah doesn't hold you like in a lot of shame and maizah, and he says, Beferish, Ullah's talking about Tzdiku. Says Ullah, there's Malkus for Tzdiku, there's Mammon for Kasha Zomam. So you have a Chi of Malkus and you have a Chi of Mammon, and which one do you get? You get the moment because if Kedera Shosai, no, says Uli, you see that Kedera Shosai is Mamonim Shalom, Mekulei Loki. The real Meiri is Meiri by us. The Meiri in, and it's not a, and from the, why don't you get Malkus Shmoinim in the case of Minu Anubish Shmoinim Shachai Malkus, that's for, because one Ashara can't do, you can't get two sets of Malkus when you only have one Ashara. We said before, Yisrutuar. That allows everything else to happen. But, the Meiri in the Mishnah is a whole different agenda than the Meiri in the Mishnah. He's not addressing this issue of how can there be Malkus according to a Meir. A lot of this Malkus is Vitztiku, not a problem. The Meiri in the Mishnah over there is just explaining a Meir's Lashon, which the Meiri at least said he's explaining a Meir's Lashon. No, the Meiri is trying to explain himself. He says he's explaining a Meir. A Meir says, Leikim Shalom Shalom Hashem Amvili De Malkus Amvili De Tashlomen. The Meiri's Marech. What does that mean? It means that the Chi of Malkus is Mitzad Echod and the Chi of Mammon is Mitzad Acher. What does it mean? Mitzad Echad and Mitzad Acher. It mirrors the language of the Meiri at the end of the sugya that Vitztiku is not Aslisana, but it's Mitzad Acher. Saracha means it's not alfli. It's not a chiyuv. It's not, it doesn't come from the lisan itself. It's a chiyuv minatzad. It's a chiyuv a kashuzom dekrim, an extra chiyuv. In yesterday's terminology, called that a knas, a chiyuv that's a chiyuv mechudish, that not just the natural lav, the natural malchus of the lav. The same lashon that he uses in the Mishnah Davdalah. Le'ashem avili le'malchus avili teshlumen says that Iri means that the moment is mitzad echod and the malchus is mitzad acher. What does that mean? Mitzad acher. Why is mitzad acher? The malchus and the moment are both knas. They're both a chiyuv mechudish. They're both a kasher zomer de kachiyuv. Says to me, you know, Reb Meir holds, you like it for Leisana. So if you like Mishum Leisana, so then Taka, the Malkus and the Moment are Mishnei Son. The Moment is Las Leisana. And the Malkus is Las Leisana. And the Moment is Kashu Zomamdik. So it's Le'ashem Avidei Malkus, Mishnei Tenshulim. It says Reb Meir, that's what you need for. And therefore, there's no Kedem Rishosa, because Reb Meir holds, Kedem Rishosa is only when the two Chivim are Mishem Echot. And the Chachamim Oimrim, Kolam Shalom Eroleike. Say, Eri, Kolam Shalom Eroleike, because A, we don't think Kedem Rishosa is limited to Shnei Shemus, to Shnei Echad, we think the Steir Shos even by Shnei Shemus, like you see in all the Eilin Arts, the Steir Shos even by Shnei Shemus. And number two, Chum really hold that this is Shem Echad, because it's not Lisana. Lisana is Lav Shem and Maisa. It's Vitztiku, and Vitztiku kashes on by Shem Echad. That's the Miri at the end when he explains the Chachom. Yeah. That's what I want to say. That's what I want to recap. Damn it! You should know the raid is in the Meiri is what we say is the Meiri is all not like the raid. I'm telling you, you need to come to Wayu to hear this, because in all the other yeshivas the standard received version of the Meiri is the way we originally understood the Meiri in the Mishnah. But you can't have it stick together with Kasha Zomam. That's where a mayor has to hold you like Mishum Lisana and Chacham is Lidvar of the Rameir. That's like in quoting the Meiri, the Chacham is Lidvar of the Rameir, and so on. That doesn't make sense. What do you do with Ula? And it's not like Meiri else. I think this is a emes of shat in the Meiri. Yeah. What?
Why can't the mayor the safe say because of its speaker and because of Kasher Zomam if you have a separate Hatzara?
Who says he doesn't? The mayor happens to hold from the ratio. We know from the ratio the mayor holds you like the Mishum Lisana. In the ratio, there's no Mamma doesn't need an Hatzara. In the ratio, you don't need two Hatzaras.
Why
does he have to say once Osana once? Who says that he does? You would have to be Rishon when you forbid Tiku. The Mishnah
says once.
I don't remember the
Lashon.
I mean, the
Aliba,
the Emes, he certainly holds
that way.
What's the Lashon of the Mishnah in the state? Losana,
Shum,
Kasher, Zama. Wait, that says the Emes, yeah, because the Emes, that's where Meir holds. The mayor holds you like it from Mishum Lisana. We know already from the ratio that you like from Mishum Lisana.
Yes.
According to the mayor.
He
could hold Bitztiku, but he happens to hold the emes is there. The mayor holds you like from Mishum Lisana. If a mayor would hold you not like from Mishum Lisana, then you'd be like from Mishum Bitztiku. But a mayor holds you like from Mishum Lisana, you don't need Bitztiku to call according to the mayor. According to the mayor, why you don't even need Bitztiku? Because you like every Lav Shem and Maisa. You like Mishum. Remember that base says you need Bitztiku because Lisana is Lav Shem and Maisa. According to the mayor, you like a Lav Shem and Maisa, you don't even need Bitztiku. I mean, actually, Tyson Baba Kama and Dalin, you know, those Tanoim hold that you like in a Lav Shem and Maisa, do they need the Drosha Vitztiku at all? Tyson Chesh, maybe they do need it, because you only know in Kol HaTorah Kulo you like in a Lav Shem and Maisa, because we learned that from a Ben Atzad, from Mitzvah Shemra and Egev Zoymim. And how do you know by Egev Zoymim that you're like that you're like in a Lav Shem and Maisa? So you need Vitztiku to be Megala that there's Malchus and a Lav Shem and Maisa in Kol HaTorah Kulo. This is Malchus and Kol HaTorah Kulo and Lav Shem and Maisa. So that's for sure that the Malchus of Itzik was out for Sana.
But even the Meir isn't even. The Meir doesn't even need that.
So what do you want?
You're saying that the Meir doesn't even hold the Meir even thought the Meir is of Sana because Itzik is Malchus Kasher Zomam. You can't have Itzik of Malchus Kasher Zomam. You can't.
Yeah, also more for the Chacham. They learned the Chacham is the Dvar of Derme. According to Chacham, it's not a speech. According to Chacham, you don't need there. That's what I read in the Meir. It's the Dvar of Derme. That the Chacham said to Derme, we really don't think you need there, Shosli, because really there's no Malchus here at all. Because Lisan is Lav Shem and Maisa. And Vitztiku, you can't have Vitztiku when you have Kasher Zomam Mamash. So we don't think there's anything to talk about. But the Dvarecha is there, Shosli. You know, you're right. Derme says in the Sefer that it says Lisan of the Ferish. So from the fact that the Neri says in the mayor at the beginning, the mayor holds you like in Lashem and Maisa, maybe that's not so. That's not that. Maybe that's not. You know, maybe that's just because they're mayor in the sefer. But you see what? But from the way the Meiri learned the Chachamim, the way usually they read the Meiri is that the Chacham we're talking the Dvar of the Rameir, the Kolshke and the Meiri. Chacham say first of all it's Lashem and Maisa. I mean, first of all it's Derech Shossi, even if there would be Malkus, and Kolshke that there's no Malkus anyway because the Lesan is Lashem and Maisa. Where did the Tzidkul go? So they learn up. No, you can't have Tzidkul. Yeah, can't have Tzidkul because you have Kashas on the Mamish. Tzidkul is only a substitute when you don't have Kashas on the Mamish. No, but he's talking Chachamim. He said the Chachamim are they read the Chachamim that they read the Meiri to be saying Chachamim is the Dvar of the Rameir. We hold that there's no Malkus here at all. Right, no Malkus here at all. Okay, let's not understand it's Lav Shem Ramaisa, but there should be Malkus als Vitztiku. So they say, no, there can't be Malkus for Vitztiku because you have Kasher Zom HaMamish. Vitztiku is only a substitute when there's no Kasher Zom HaMamish. That's how they read the whole Meiri. And that's really the Meir. That's really the Meir in the Reish. Also, in Rameir, even though it's true, Rameir holds you like it for Lisanin. But the Meir in the Reish is much better. That's necessary to Rameir in the Reish. Shalei Hashem Mevioi. You have to explain because Rameir holds you like him Mishum Lisanin. And if you wouldn't hold that way, it would still be Shalei Hashem Mevioi. Yeah.
Why can't you say in the safe of the Mishnah Makas that the reason why Chachaim holds you only get 40 Makas is because of Derech Shasso? That's exactly what Ula is saying.
And Malkus and Malkus is not Derech Shasso.
Oh, Malkus.
Can have the person could be Yesh Chayrish Telem Echad, and you could be high many
Malkus. Maybe the Chiddush the Torah is even though there's one Azhara, you get 40 Malkus for Tzidkul, and plus whatever punishment that comes along with Kasher Zama, whether it's Mammon or whether it's another set of Malkus.
Well, where does it say that? If the rule is that one Azhara is every Einish needs an Azhara, so here you have two Einish, you need two Azhara.
It's not two Einish, it's one. The Torah is saying one Einish is you have 40 Malkus, that's a set number, and then you have whatever thing that comes along.
I mean, I see the Chacham say you're not like Ishmael. Some of they hold it not two Einish, not one, it's not one Einish, it's two Einish. Maybe Mishem Echad, but it's two Einish. It's Shtei Rishoyis. It is two Einish, it's called Shtei Rishoyis. By Mammon is called Teresha. If you have Malkus and Mammon, Malkus of Yitziku and Mammon of Kasher Zom, that's called Shtei Rishoyis. Ah, it's one Einish, that one Einish. It's Shtei Rishoyis. It's one Shem, but it's still Shtei Rishoyis. Yeah.
You said that when the Meiri is explaining Ula and Ksuvas, he says that Lokum Mashalim because of Bat Stiku,
right,
and because of Kasher Zom.
Right.
So then we ask, so according to the Chachamim, why don't you get 80 Malkus? Because there's no Kedir Shasso by the same...
Right.
By the same... So, but now we're saying that you could say Kedir Shasso by the same...
Right, market. So that's what I said that... So that's what we said that we had a different answer for that. The reason why you can't get 80 Malkus, two sets of Malkus...
Right, because there's only one Asar.
It's because only one Asar.
No, but how are we saying...
But by Mammon, you don't need an Asar. So you can't get two sets of Malkus because only one Asar. But Malkus and Mammon, that wouldn't be an impediment to it.
No,
but then you have a different factor of Derech Shasso.
How are we saying that Remeir holds Kedir Shasso by Bat Stiku and Kashazamim? It's the same punishment. You can't take Kedir Shasso.
No, it depends. Kashazamim can take the form of Malkus if their aidus was that this guy's Chayim Malkus. Kashazamim could take the form of Mammon by me, the Mammon, which planish Chayim Mammon. So in the ratio of the Mishnah, me, the Mammon, which planish Chayim Mammon, so the Kashazamim is Mammon, and the Malkus, and Bat Stiku is Malkus. So that's not a problem. There's no lack of Hasharas. You don't need Asharas for Mammon. But that's a different problem. Kedir Shasso, you can't have Malkus and Mammon. That's Machlekes Mein Chachamim, only Mishem Echad, or even Mishnei Shemus. But in the Sefer of the Mishnah, the Inu Mammon, which is Shachai and Malkus, there the Kasher Zomam itself is Malkus. So it's Malkus and Malkus, Malkus of Itzdiku, and Malkus of Kasher Zomam. Malkus and Malkus needs two Asharas. And that's the Gemara at the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis, that you only have one, that Chamol, there's only one Asar. And it may also stack of two Asharas. Okay. Good, so we'll stop here. So the plan is, I want to do the bottom places. Most of the places we did already before the break. So I want to finish Ula, just the Gemara. I don't know if this is so much to add to what we said, I don't remember anymore. But I want to do the bottom places. Without getting bogged down, this is a very places that gets very involved with the Sugya about Tumatai or something. Yeah, all of that. I'm not going to get involved with that. Morin said had in Saita. I'm not going to get involved with that. I just want to talk about the etzim, the Tosfos is Ken Yesh B'Mitzad Chomer. What is Mitzad Chomer? Every Matzad is a Mitzad Chomer. So I just want to talk about the Riz Teretz and Rabbi Natan's Teretz. And the end of Tosfos, I want to be Medayek a little bit. And then we'll go on to... and then we'll go on. We'll go on from there.